Welcome to the Busy Season Podcast, where we chat about life and help you put the pieces together with your host, Matt Bailey.
This is episode 2 of the Busy Season Podcast. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. And if you listened to episode 1, we really appreciate that. If you haven't yet, check us out on Apple Podcast and Spotify. We release episodes every first and third Friday of the month. Time is what we want most. But when we use, worse, by William Penn. Today we're going to talk about time and why time is important to me and why I feel so many people have the wrong attitude about time and how I manage my time. And I'd also am curious as to how you all manage your time. So if you have any tips or tricks or any ideas after listening to today's podcast, feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at Busy Season Pod. So let's go ahead and dive on in. So time is very important in life in general. It's important to probably a good majority of people. And the reason why is time dictates all in our lives. Time tells us when we wake up, when we go to bed, how long we work, how long we play, how long we sleep. It controls almost every aspect of our life. And granted, it's all relative, but still, that's how we work in this world. And time is important to me because I feel like if you truly use your time efficiently and effectively, the amount of benefit you can get from it is just exponential. It's insane how much benefit you can get from using your time wisely. And granted, I say wisely, and that's a very loose term, as beneficial and wisely. I mean, you can mean it to be anything. It's all up to your interpretation on how you want to do that. Some people would say, oh, well, time is money. And so the more effectively they use their time, the more time they can get. Other people would say that the more effectively they use their time, the more time they can get to spend with their family. And so time is important to me because it allows me to get the most out of my days. It allows me to get the most benefit and the most use out of my days. And I think a lot of people have the wrong attitude about time. In several regards. First and foremost, I feel like people do not use their time efficiently every day. And I'm guilty of that myself. I catch myself all the time wasting it and just doing silly things that aren't productive in any way, shape, or form. Secondly, I feel like people have a mantra about them, and if somebody asks them to do something, or if they're asked if they'd like to do something, they say simply, I don't have enough time, or not today, I don't have time for that, or no, there's not enough hours in the day, I wish I could have more hours in the day. There's 24 hours in the day here, people, and if we break it down, if you work a full-time job, let's say you work 8 hours, and you have a 1 hour commute each way to work. That's 10 hours in total. That leaves us with 14 hours left in the day. And if you take if you sleep for 8 hours every day, like the recommended amount, that leaves us with 6 hours left. What are you doing with those 6 hours? Are you watching Netflix? Are you surfing Facebook and Instagram? Are you taking 25 selfies to post to Snapchat to find that one perfect one? Are you going to the gym to work out? Are you eating snacks constantly while just laying in bed? People use their spare time in a variety of ways. But what they need to consider is what they could be doing with that spare time instead. Whether that be going to the gym to make themselves stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier, or if you have a family, you could be spending that time with your family. And now I'm not saying you can't be watching Netflix with your kids or something like that, but you know, maybe take your kids outside and play catch with them, go on a walk with your family, you know, maybe take some family time and play a board game or something. Our life is revolving around screens a lot today. We spend a lot of time looking at screens at work. We stare at computer screens a lot of the day, if that you have an office job. We stare at our phone screens a lot, and then we come home and we stare at our televisions. So use that time, those 6 hours, for something beneficial. It could be a second job if you have the pleasure or the time and the willingness to do that. You could drive for Uber or Lyft or start a small business on your own with those extra 6 hours. And not everybody needs those 8 hours of sleep. Some people choose to dig into those 8 hours of sleep and use them for something else. I think people probably need, I'd say, about 5 hours of sleep if you're really going to push it. And now I'm not saying that some people don't need more. Some people definitely do need more. And what you have to do is you have to adjust in that regard. And so getting back to my point, people have the wrong attitude about time and they don't use it effectively. You know, it's not an issue to relax and take a load off and do all that. But then you got to remember that you do have the weekends most times. Now, for those of you, if you do work on the weekends, then I'm sure you have some days off during the week that you can utilize as your weekend. But during the week, if you have things that you need to get done, you need to make sure that you're using that time effectively. And so many people that are my age, and my age again, I'm 24 right now. So I'm not trying to generalize and peg every single person that's 24 saying that this is you, because it's certainly not. But a decent amount of people that I've interacted with and encountered seem to have this, oh, there's not enough time. I can't hang out with my friends and work and watch Netflix and go to the gym and do all this. And back when I was in college, people used to say, especially when you were a freshman, that you can have, there's three things in college. You can have good grades, a social life, or enough sleep. Pick two, and you have to let the third one go. And so most people would be like, oh, well, I obviously want to have a social life and good grades, so therefore I'm not going to get enough sleep. And I just did not like that whatsoever, because I felt like you were pinholing everybody into this one category, saying that this is how everybody is, this is all that you can do. And a lot of people, they run by that and they say, oh, well, I can only have two of the three, so I'm going to do this. I think that is false. I think that is completely false. And I think that that saying should be stopped. I don't think people should be using it anymore. Because if you manage your time effectively, you can have all three. Now, granted, it is a balancing act, and sometimes one is going to overtake the other. So there may be some weeks where you do get less sleep because you are trying to get better grades, or there may be some weeks where you don't hang out with your friends as much. And that flows into everyday life once you're out of school, or if you're not going to school and you're starting your full-time job already. You know, right now I'm in fall busy season, so I'm at work from about 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. most days, and that's a fairly average day. Sometimes I stay a little later till about 8 or 8:30. So that's about 11 hours right there. And then I have about a 40-minute commute in the morning and 20 to 30 minutes in the evening. So we're talking an hour and a half. So in total, 12 and a half hours. And I do have to be efficient with my time. And a lot of people that are in the accounting industry, they simply just go home and they will go to bed and wake up the next day and do it all over again. And if that was me, that would drive me insane, because I'm not one of those people that can just do that. I feel like, okay, yes, I worked, I did that, check that off my list, but I have other goals in my life. I have other things that I need to do. And yes, I still sleep. I get about 5.5 to 6 hours of sleep a night, and that's plenty for me. And some people will need more, and that's completely fine, but you do have to know your body and know how much sleep that you need to function at a high level. And the way that I choose to use my time is going to be different from how somebody else chooses to use their time. But we need to get rid of this this attitude that we have about time and how there's not enough hours in the day. There are plenty of hours in the day. It's how you choose to use them and delegate them out to your priorities in life. And that's one thing a lot of people, I think, don't realize, is that just because they don't have enough time, it's not that they don't have enough time. It's that it's not a priority to them. And there's a story out there, Eric Thomas, about the preacher and how this guy, or excuse me, the guru, and how this guy meets this guru and he says, I want to be just like you. And the guy says, all right, meet me here at 4:49 tomorrow morning. And
I'll teach you my tricks. And he meets him at the beach the next morning, and he's fully dressed in a suit, and the guy tells him to come out into the water, and he holds him underwater, and the guy is struggling and struggling and struggling, and then he finally comes up and breathes and says, what'd you do that for? And he says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then that's when it's going to happen. And then Eric also talks about a story of how this one person told him that he didn't have enough time, or she didn't have enough time, and he said, if I gave you $1 million and told you to be here at 5 a.m. tomorrow, would you be here? And she said, yes, I'd be here at 4:59 a.m. ready to go. And he says, well, then don't tell me that you don't have enough time. It's that it's not a priority to you. And I think those stories just go to illustrate that if you want something bad enough, you will make the time for it. You will make it happen. That's the thing. I think a lot of the times we don't want it bad enough, or we don't know that we want it bad enough. And when I say it, it can be anything, whether it can be good grades, a promotion, success in a new endeavor that you're doing, losing weight, training for that race that you've always wanted to do. Could be a million things. Spending more time with your kids. The list goes on and on and on. But how I manage my time, it's something that I've been working on, and by no means am I perfect. I just want to share examples with you all so that way you can get ideas, and hopefully you all will have some ideas at the end. And if you do have a schedule that you use right now and you'd like to share it, feel free to reach out to us on Twitter. So my schedule on a given day, I wake up about 5:20 in the morning. I go to the gym. I work out for about 45 minutes or so, come home, shower, change, go to work, work for about 10 to 11 hours, come home. And this past year, I was in my master's program, so I either go to class right after work, and if I didn't, I'd come home and I'd do homework. And then after that, I would read a book that I had to read for class. I'd chat with my girlfriend on the phone, and then I'd go to bed, wake up, do it the next day. And people said, you're nuts for doing that. I didn't think I was nuts. I feel like people have way crazier schedules than that. I don't know. I guess some people could consider that being nuts, the fact that I was working and going to class, but for me, that was just something I had to do. That was something that I wanted to do, and that I know I needed to do in order to progress in the direction that I wanted to do. And right now, I am not in class anymore. I graduated that program, and so I'm filling that time with other things now. And yeah, I think I could definitely be more efficient in how I'm using those after work hours. I haven't been using them to the maximum efficiency. I catch myself on my phone, laying in bed, watching Netflix sometimes. By all means, I'm not perfect when it comes to using my time efficiently. I try my best to be, but it doesn't always work. We all have our faults, and it's stuff that we're working on. So this podcast has taken up some of that extra time. I've also been getting into, managing my finances a little more meticulously, trying to eliminate wasteful spending or just miscellaneous spending on things that I necessarily don't need. So that's another thing. I'm trying to improve myself on that front there. So there's a lot of ways that I use my time. And the one thing that I want to challenge you all to do is if you normally come home from work or come home from school and you plop yourself right on the couch and turn on the TV or have a snack or do something like that, I challenge you to delay that. Even if it's just 15 to 20 minutes, delay that, do another task, do something else to be productive, whether it's reading 10 pages in a book, doing 10 push-ups, walking the dog, unloading the dishwasher, helping your parents in some way, helping your spouse in another way. I challenge you to do that. Again, going back to my time and how I use it, I think there's a lot of things that I still have yet to learn on how to use my time efficiently. And one rule that I try to use a lot when I'm using my time is that if something takes less than 2 minutes, I try and do it right then. And that simple rule has helped me in a lot of regards. And it's not something that I broadcast out and say, oh, this is something that'll take me less than 2 minutes. No, I just think in my head, okay, I have an email that I need to write out. And do I need to draft a whole 3-4 paragraph letter and find attachments and put it on there? Or is it something that's 2-3-4 sentences I can type up real quick, read once, twice, and then fire off? And you try and do that. And that can apply to anything in life. You know, a lot of the times it's those small things that really bog us down. We think about what we have to do. And, you know, one thing that can really help people is making a to-do list. Make a list the night before. You know, spend 5-10 minutes making a list of your top 5 priorities for the next day. Top 5 things you need to get done. And it can be something as simple as reach out to this friend who I want to get dinner with to reconnect with. If that's a goal that you have, write that down. Spend those 5-10 minutes, get those 5 priorities done. So when you wake up in the morning the next day, you have your list locked and loaded and you can knock it out. And a lot of the times, you'll realize that those things that you're trying to do don't take that long, especially if you know at the beginning of the day, okay, these are the 5 things that I need to get done. Your day will kind of revolve around those. And a lot of people are visual creatures. If you see that written on a list there and it's somewhere prominent that you're going to see when you wake up in the morning, you will be more inclined to do those things. And that's one of the things I do before I leave work every night is I kind of make a list of the top 3 things that I need to do when I get in the morning. And if that's entering in my time from the day before, fine. If that's entering in something I need reimbursed because I fronted my own money for that, fine. If it's responding to an email from a superior or a supervisor, do that. Or if it's finishing a tax return, do that. And granted, finishing a tax return isn't 2 minutes, but it's a priority. And that's one of those things that I need to do. So I have a list and I don't have to think, okay, what did I do yesterday? Where do I need to pick up again today? Just do that. Those are some simple things that we all can do to make ourselves more effective and more efficient. And I know some of you out there may have kids, you may have a family, and kids take up a lot of your time. It's like a full-time job managing kids, especially when they're young. And that's one of those things. When they're babies, they don't sleep a whole lot. They cut into that sleeping time. And I feel like even when they're kids, you need to be even more effective with your time. If you're still trying to work, or if you're a stay-at-home mom or dad and you're the full-time caregiver, you know, you still have errands that you need to run. You need to go to the grocery store to buy things. You need to, go to the post office to mail bills. You need to get gas in the car. There's lots of different things. And priorities can be anything for anybody. It all depends on where you are in life, what your goals are, and what you're trying to accomplish. But time is a constant in everybody's life. Nobody can avoid time. Nobody can avoid time passing. It's one of those things that we have to learn to adapt and to utilize to the best of our ability. And I think if you look at the people in life who are, I'd say, the happiest, the most successful in terms of being where they want to be in life, as far as accomplishing their goals and knocking out those priorities, those are the people that utilize their time. You know, there are people who work 10 to 12 hours a day, and they still find plenty of time to spend hours with their family. And that's a priority to them. So they put that right there with work. You know, they might wake up extra early to go to work, to get in before traffic and leave before traffic gets out, so they can go to their kid's soccer game or basketball game or baseball game that starts at 5 o'clock, rather than sleeping in, getting to the office at 9, leaving at 5, and missing those memories and those opportunities to spend time with their kids. You know, it all depends on what your priorities are in life. And by all means, folks, it's not going to be one of those things where you go to bed and the next morning you wake up and you know how to manage your time perfectly. It doesn't work like that. It takes time, literally. It will take you time to figure out how to use your time and discipline. That's another one of those things. It's so easy to fall back into the ruse of, oh, you can do it later. You got more time. You can do it later. Just watch this next episode of Netflix. Just watch this next YouTube video or Facebook video, or just scroll a little longer on Instagram. Those are what I'd like to call time wasters. And while it's fun to look through Facebook and Instagram and watch videos on YouTube, unless it's something educational that you're watching on YouTube, chances are it can wait. It'll still be there later. You can still watch it later that day. It's not going anywhere, folks. It will be on the internet for the foreseeable future. So don't worry about it. What you need to focus on is the things that are going to get you where you want to be in life, whether that's paying off that bill that's been sitting on your kitchen counter or your desk for a while, or setting up that direct deposit from your paycheck to go straight into your investment account or to go straight into your savings, so that way you're not tempted to use it. There's lots of different things that we could be doing with our time rather than being on Facebook and Instagram. And while they are great, they aren't that great. The greatest thing will be learning to manage and use your time efficiently. And some big people that are big proponents of time and how you use it. Gary Vaynerchuk, he's got a great video out on YouTube where he just reams into people on not using their time efficiently and effectively. And he kind of breaks it down like I did. You know, he says, if you work 8 hours, have a 2-hour commute, spend an hour eating dinner and hanging out with the kids, and you know, from 9 to 2 a.m., that's a great time to work on a side business that you have, or a hobby, or a new project of yours. And Jocko Willink, another person that's a huge proponent of time. Dude wakes up at 4:30 a.m. every single day, regardless of where he's at. He was just on the East Coast this past week, still waking up at 4:30 a.m. He normally lives in San Diego. That would be 1:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It doesn't matter where he's at. He's up at 4:30 in the morning. And granted, you might say, that's nuts. There's no way I'm waking up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm not saying that you should. But what you need to do is figure out the schedule that works for you. Figure out what your priorities are as far as how you want to spend your time. Make that list at night, the night before, on what your priorities are, and figure it out. If going to the gym is a priority, I recommend doing that in the morning. Because you know what? Nobody can bug you. There's no boss texting you, no friends saying, hey, come to happy hour with us after work. The kids are still asleep, and it's just you. You can focus on yourself, get your workout in, get it done. You'll feel better, and you don't have to worry about it at the end of the day. That's one thing that I think a lot of people try and do, is they say that they're not morning people. Anybody can be a morning person. It just depends how early you're willing to go to bed and how much effort you want to put into it. You know, if you need coffee, drink the coffee. If you don't do coffee, find another source of caffeine. I use amino acids with caffeine in them. I'm not a big fan of coffee myself. I do that. It's 10 calories. Pretty healthy, too. That's my caffeine. That's my go juice in the morning. So just find what works for you and start working on it. It won't be easy at first. It'll be difficult. But if you stick to it, I promise you will figure out how to use that time more effectively and more efficiently. And with that, we're going to go ahead and end this episode. Thank you all again for listening. Feel free to check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Feel free to give us a 5-star review if you like this. And don't forget to subscribe, so that way you can get notified when the next episode comes out. Also, don't forget to give us those tips and tricks if you have any, or any ideas you have about managing your time, on Twitter at Busy Season Pod. Until next time, this has been Matt Bailey with the Busy Season Podcast. Thanks for listening.